Across Australia, state and territory governments are passing harsh laws, meaning more children are being locked up, held in adult police cells and in harmful conditions in detention centres. Now, civil society and First Nations organisations are calling for the Commonwealth Government to step in, saying it should protect children by passing laws at the national level. With us to explain what the Commonwealth needs to do is Lucy Kelly, lawyer at the Justice and Equity Centre. Morning, Lucy. How are you?
Morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us. Why are you calling for the Commonwealth to step in?
Well, we're calling for the Commonwealth to step in, Danny, because quite simply, kids across the country are being harmed by laws that are made by state and territory governments. And those laws include things like in Queensland, we've got 10-year-old kids facing the prospect of life in prison. In South Australia, police can accuse kids of gang affiliation. And here in New South Wales, we can actually lock kids up in solitary confinement. And not only are these laws harming kids, but they're actually making our communities less safe. And that's because we know that the earlier a child comes into contact with the criminal legal system, the more likely they are to reoffend. So we're calling for the Commonwealth Government to step in because state and territory governments aren't following the evidence. And when they won't do what works, we say the Commonwealth Government has a responsibility to take action to protect kids across the country.
Well, why hasn't the Commonwealth done anything about this already?
It's a good question, Danny. So the way government is set up in Australia is that the Commonwealth Government can make laws about certain issues and then all other powers to make laws, and that includes powers to make laws about policing and youth justice, belong to the state governments. But the Commonwealth Government also has a power under the Constitution to make laws that ensure that Australia is meeting its obligations under international treaties that we've signed onto. And that includes our obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which is the treaty we're talking about here. And we've received legal advice from two experts that says very clearly that the Commonwealth Government could use that power here to make laws that protect kids involved in our criminal legal systems.
So these powers you referred to, have they ever been used before?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Commonwealth Government has used the power that we're talking about for decades to ensure that Australia is meeting its obligations under international treaties and to protect the rights of the Australian people, including from harmful actions by state governments, which is what we're seeing here. In the 1970s, for example, the Commonwealth Government passed the Racial Discrimination Act. You might be familiar with that act. It outlaws discrimination on the basis of a person's race or ethnicity. And that came from our international treaty obligations. A decade later, in the 1980s, famously, the power was used by the Commonwealth Government to uphold Australia's obligations under the World Heritage Convention through laws that protected parts of the Tasmanian wilderness from destruction by the Tassie government. And then in the 1990s, it was used to protect the rights of workers across the country with respect to things like minimum wages and equal pay and the termination of employment. And now we're simply saying that the Commonwealth Government should use that same power to ensure that we're meeting our obligations under the Convention of the Rights of the Child.
Okay, it's obviously an important issue, but why is it controversial for the Commonwealth to overrule state and territory laws like this?
Yeah, so I'd say two things there, Danny. Firstly, the Commonwealth Government doesn't exercise this power lightly. It's something that it uses very rarely and quite reluctantly. But also, as I've mentioned, it's important that we're meeting our obligations under international treaties that we've signed onto. And this power ensures that we're meeting those responsibilities. So in this case, where we've got state and territory governments passing laws that harm kids, and that's in breach of our obligations under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, we'd say that the Commonwealth Government not only has a legal power to act, but a moral responsibility to make laws to protect kids, but also to provide that circuit breaker that we desperately need to break that cycle of criminalising and imprisoning kids that we're seeing across the country.
Oh, with all that in mind, we're wanting the Commonwealth to step in. What are the steps that you want the Commonwealth to take?
Well, we want the Commonwealth Government to follow the evidence and to show leadership by taking immediate action to protect Australia's kids. What that would look like, first and foremost, we want the Commonwealth Government to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14 years old, without exception, across all of our states and territories. And we're not the only ones saying that. That's the consensus in the sector. And it would also be in line with recommendations of the National Children's Commissioner and the United Nations Committee on the rights of the child. We'd also like to see the Commonwealth Government set some minimum standards for how kids are treated in state and territory criminal legal systems. And those standards could include things like that arrest, detention and imprisonment of a child is a measure of last resort, and a ban on the use of solitary confinement on kids in prison. So really quite modest and reasonable ask, we'd say. The Commonwealth Government has a responsibility to keep our kids safe and our communities safe. And with the legal advice that we've obtained, they've got a very clear legal power to do so. So we think there's a real opportunity here, and it shouldn't be wasted by the Commonwealth Government.
It is alarming stuff that they're putting kids in prison, but I am so very happy that you and everyone else there at the Justice and Equity Centre is doing everything that you can to make this right. JEC.org.au if you're wanting to find out more. Lucy Kelly, lawyer at the Justice and Equity Centre, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Danny.